Hi, my name is Aiden Nelson. In this story, I'll be explaining rain. In this story, you will encounter Egosium, who you may remember as a hero who took down Cerberus in a heroic battle to the death in order to free his irrelevant brother, known as Albal, from the chambers of Winston, who is the evil brother of Ares. This puts Egosium in a very bad situation that will require help from the god of the sea, Poseidon. On one warm summer's day in Athens, Hermes went up to Egosium and told him that his brother Albal had been captured by the infamous Winston. Winston is the evil brother of Ares, who had been under the radar for quite some time. Egosium immediately went to find his good friend Poseidon, god of the sea. Egosium told him, "My brother Albal is captured for no apparent reason, and I need your help." Poseidon agreed very willingly, for he was very happy to help such a close friend. They spent a whole day thinking of what they could possibly do, but finally, Egosium thought of a plan. "You will use your powers to distract Cerberus while I sneak up behind and take him down." Poseidon was surprisingly proud of Egosium for coming up with such a good plan, because he had never before seen Egosium being so clever. Egosium and Poseidon started off on a long voyage to Winston's chamber. They were traveling for a whole week when they finally reached the deep sea, the halfway point for Winston's chamber. This is full of horrible monsters that are very dangerous and makes the voyage across 10 times harder. The trip would be near impossible if it weren't for Poseidon's powers. 5 days into the journey, a massive figure appeared below the surface of the water. "What is that thing? It's huge," Egosium said in confusion and disbelief. "It's a giant squid," Poseidon said in a tone of fear. "I didn't know those would be out at this time, considering that they thrive best during the daytime when smaller prey are out hunting for their food." Egosium, not knowing what to do, decided to dive headfirst into the water, hoping to take down the beast with no problem. Unfortunately, he wasn't strong enough to even hurt the beast. Instead, he was grabbed and started to get choked by the squid. Poseidon heroically pulled out his trident with all of his might, thrust it at the beast. It flew through the air and into the water like a torpedo, going at 100 miles per hour to finally stab the beast in its left eye, ultimately killing it. Egosium let go and was unconscious and started to drown. Poseidon instantly dives down, speedy as can be, grabbing Egosium and safely bringing him up to the surface. They now continued on with the voyage and reached Winston's chamber, only to find that there is a 300-foot wall surrounding the entire chamber made out of brick, with cracks just the size for your fingers and your toes to fit in it. They then started climbing up the wall, knowing that if they slip up, they will fall to their cruel death. About 175 feet up, Poseidon slips just a little and is now hanging by just one hand. "Help!" he screams in a horrified way. Egosium was ahead of him by 20 feet, and if he didn't descend the wall in a matter of seconds, he could be continuing on solo. He bolts down as fast as he possibly can, knowing that he only has seconds to help out his friend. They won't make it unless he does a death-defying stunt that is near impossible. He will have to now put his feet in the cracks and hang upside down to save him from his demise. He then does so and saves Poseidon's life and says, "Now we're even." When they got over the wall, the fall all the way down into a small pocket of water. They swim to the shore to execute the plan on Winston. They sneak up to a corner where they peek around to find Cerberus, the three-headed dog, on a chain leash. Poseidon creates a diversion, making the water droplets land behind Cerberus to avert its attention elsewhere. When this works, Egosium sneaks up behind Cerberus and takes out his mighty sword. He draws it back, getting ready to strike. The blade is then swung, beheading all three of Cerberus' heads. They sneak to the unguarded cage where Albal is in captivity. When they leave and are on their way home, Lugosium realizes he now obtains Domindius, which is perfect power coming from the enchantress and powerful woman in the Latin word domin, which means having power over someone or something to mean perfect power. Just when they think they are in the clear, Tracer, the god of teleportation, teleports out of nowhere and kills Albal, to then vanish without any trace. Lugosium was so sad, they started crying, and the whole world was affected by it. And whenever he thinks about his dead brother, the whole world thinks it is just raining. But it's actually Lugosium crying. That's all for now. Tune in next week at 5:30 p.m. to have a wind explained to you. Bye.